Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
This is TwoBlackSheepRadio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson. We're being a black sheep. Good thing. You never know what they're going to say.
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Two Black Sheep Radio. Tonight's is going to be a real special show because we actually have all of the co-hosts and all the hosts of all the morning shows. We're all together. Well, Bob's sort of together. You know, he's down in Florida goofing off. He's going to have a great recovery story, I know, for next week because his knees are shot. But I have trouble feeling sorry for him. I'm working on it, you know. But in his own words, I'm going to let him say hello to everybody, and then we're going to, like, kick him to the curb and get on with the show. So how about it, Bob? Do you want to go ahead and make everybody feel sorry for you hanging out right now down in Florida? You know, it's not so bad up here, though, is it? So maybe the laugh is on you. But always glad to hear his message. So everybody, here's my great friend and co-host, Bob Granger.
Hey, partner. How's it going today? I trust everything is perfect up in the north. Since I am down in Florida, I pulled a Dave Wilkerson. You know, my buddies say, hey, come on down. Let's go golfing. So what if your knees fall apart? That's not going to change anything anyway. So I says, it makes perfect sense to me, and I may be regretting it, except for one thing. I am loving 80 degrees. I'm sorry I missed you guys, everyone down at the Florentine Gardens with Charlie and Tom and Annie and the live broadcast down there you did for our show tonight. But I was up in Utica having a blast with a bunch of people and missing you guys. I'm going to enjoy listening to the show tonight with maybe a single malt or even two. Anyway, my partner, I'll talk to you later. You have a great day and hope all is perfect in the thriving metropolis. And by the way, of Hershey, of course, by the way, I just want to let everybody know they should definitely listen to your show, yesterday's radio show, Direct with Dave. It was awesome. Talk to you later, buddy. Have a great one. Give the best all around. Bye.
Well, as always, that's my understated buddy friend who always throws out an attaboy for me, always knows how to make me feel good. Boy, I'm glad he's down there having the greatest of times. Let's just hope that he feels the same after he listens to the rest of this broadcast tonight with all of his fellow co-hosts because, hey, he was missing, so he was fair game. So hold on, we're going to bring it from Florentine Gardens in beautiful Rivervale, New Jersey, with Tom and Annie Diadone, with Charlie Melcher, with the unknown comic. I mean, that was an empty seat for Mr. Bob and myself, and we had a great time. So hold tight and enjoy. Well, here we are at beautiful Florentine Gardens in Rivervale, New Jersey, with some of my fellow black sheep, our co-host. I got on my left side is my left, right or left, I guess. Yeah, it's on my left side is Charlie Melcher from the America I See. Charlie, can say hello. Let me check your mic.
How you doing? How are you? Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, you come across really good. That's
thanks,
good to
Bob.
See.
Love being here. Love being here. Thanks for having us.
Now, let me shift over one more. And Bob, Bob Granger's not here with us.
Oh, yeah. There was an empty chair right here. Check that out. Well, so we could just kick that down the stairs, right, Tom?
It was so empty it's gone.
You know, we have a lot of people in here. We could probably find somebody for his Monday show. And we could rotate co-hosts. Yeah, it's okay. So, hey, Bob. I hope you're having a great time where you are. Sometimes timing is not good to be in the wrong place at the wrong time as well. You know, but we're going to shift it from that. Let me go ahead and switch over to my blended group from the morning blend on Friday morning at 9 a.m., not at 8 a.m. like the rest of us. They have to be 9 a.m. I get it. It's good. I like to hear it. But Tom and Annie Diadone. And Annie, would you like to say hello? And
yes. Then we'll. The 9 a.m. is strictly my fault. Thank you. I need that extra hour of sleep.
Yeah, but it's radio. It's not TV.
does not matter. It's all about how I feel.
We needed to get the kids on the bus.
If I don't feel good about my looks, I'm not going to sound good.
It's got to be in the moment.
I'm just
joking.
I have to go back to Granger because actually none of you know this, but I printed out his face and I put it on a stick. So he's really not that mixed.
Oh boy.
With us. No, I'm just kidding. I really.
Put your stick on the duckies.
Good one.
How's our sound coming over? Check, 1, 2.
No, it's incredible. And you know what you can find?
Ranger heard us.
Again, let me tell you something. Everybody is watching a major event right now, and a lot of great information is being shared. And while we're sitting out here, because we understand there's a dynamic between a lot of information and people in there getting it, and they'll come and share it with us. We're going to be interviewing a lot of people. But for me, it's a chance for all of us to be together at one place, except for Bob. And because of that, we've got a lot of fun stuff we're going to do and share. But, Charlie, what do you think about today?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. Yeah, I am.
How excited are you, Charlie?
I'm excited, you know, for the fact that I got to sleep a little bit late this morning.
Yes, you did. And
I
why
sure
is
did.
That, Charlie?
Well, you kept me up a little bit late last night. We went out to a nice dinner, all of us together. Had a great time. Thank you for taking us to a wonderful restaurant. Tom and Eddie, thank you.
Steak was great.
Park Bridge, New Jersey.
It was good. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It was
closest
good.
To
great
New York.
Dinner. It was real good. Yeah.
And the wine was incredible, too.
It was. I tell you, I really didn't have much, but it looked good to me.
Did it look good as it spread across the table into my lap?
If you see that coffee right there? That'll be in your lap next if you're not careful, okay?
It's on my right side.
Well, red is your color, Dave.
It is. That's okay. You know,
I had a little accident with a glass of wine, and I dumped it over on Dave last night, but, you know, it was an accident. That's what
I didn't know you were Italian.
It wasn't on purpose, you know.
Because that's what my Italian ex-wife used to do all the time, with her hands everywhere.
Seven vodka tonics will make anybody Italian.
Yeah. No, 8. I had a couple before you got
here. Did you really?
8.
Oh. Math was never my strong suit.
Wow. I probably should have drove. Oh, well.
Come on. We had plenty of time to get ready.
That's true.
We were fine. We actually go back to the hotel afterwards and went to the bar there for a couple hours. And
we did.
Got in a little late, so it was nice.
A little late.
I'm excited to be there. Honestly, I love the events. I love the company, the people I'm with right now.
That's the power.
You guys are the greatest. And that was what really brought me here, was that the event is a huge thing. We all know the importance of events. But to get together with good people, good friends, talk about business and see what's going on, it doesn't get much better than that.
I agree.
That's what's got me so excited, is that we're all together. And thank you, Dave, for bringing us together like you did. And I mean that sincerely.
Well, how do you like all the equipment? Does it look like we really have something going here?
You know, it looks like you know what the heck you're doing. I don't know about me.
I can't stop taking pictures of it because I've never seen anything like
that. I don't even know how to hook it up.
Yeah, but see, Tom, I also know you well enough to know
that
you want to know what I'm doing right now.
Right. I think I just bought it.
I think Tom's taking pictures so you can run out and purchase it when this event is over.
Well, I'll give you an affiliate link that you can.
Of course. Another network marketer right there.
That's how it has to happen. Now, let me go ahead and switch to Bob Granger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me know. In the bathroom? Is that where he is? The bathroom?
I think he is.
He is.
Where is Utica?
Anyway? Oh, it's real cold there, I heard.
It's Utica. And actually, somebody spelled it U-T-T-I-C-A, and I go, okay. That's not, that's a whole other thing. You know,
really?
It was.
I don't know where you come up with that one.
I didn't, because I grew up in that area, so I know it real well. But I wanted to be here because I'd rather be with a small group of people that I work with on a daily basis and I enjoy than a humongous group of people. As much fun as that excitement is, I've always been more about small groups of people doing massive things. Yeah. You know, and I think that's how we even started off with the radio station. Started off with Bob and I sort of tested the waters. We got some things going, and then it was time to expand it a little bit. And partly because we had you on as a co-host. We had you on. You were one of our first guests that came on.
We were the first real black sheeps.
Right off the bat.
You were black sheep, but we were the Bob
That's
black sheep.
That's bad, really bad. You know, but I like that because I think we talked about Ellis Island. You did that event there. And to me, that was amazing, and I wanted to share that with people.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
Yep.
Yeah,
you really don't realize how quickly time passes us.
It's incredible.
And I think the other most important thing is that, you know, for people that are in our profession is that, you know, we do have other lives. It's not just network marketing.
Correct.
Now, if that is your total life, God bless you. That's what you've chosen to do. But, you know, we get up every day and do a ton of different things, and we just work our network marketing profession into that. Would you agree?
I agree completely.
Mix it into your day-to-day life.
We don't go out to do it.
Yeah.
We just do it as we do it.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like something I've heard.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's the standard.
Job, just a broke.
Well, we really do put everything on hold for Black Sheep Radio.
Well,
can't lie about that.
That's a whole nother world. That's, see, this is.
Do we have a choice?
What we're doing, here, we're doing what we actually enjoy. We enjoy taking some ideas, mixing it together.
With good people.
With some great people.
Great.
And just sharing it. And if it just leaves something behind and someone actually gets something out of it and changes it.
I want to tell you, at the beginning of this event, someone came out to me and said, I listened to your Black Sheep Radio on Facebook.
You mean people are listening to us?
And she said, you and Tom had me laughing at 9 in the morning. And that was so priceless for me to hear. And I said, thank you so much for sharing that. You know, right? People are so quick to criticize or maybe not comment at all if they don't have anything nice to say. But it was so special that she shared that with me. And I said, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
And she said, how do you guys come up with these topics? And, you know, you wake up, we do think about it a little bit beforehand, but we definitely, it's not scripted. We roll with it.
Do you mind if I become me for a minute?
No, go ahead. It's fine.
I'm going to become me for a minute.
You're going to become me?
Here's what happens. Unfortunately, some of the things that I don't like about the profession is that if you don't follow the herd sometimes, you're
ostracized,
totally ignored.
What do you mean by that?
We ignore because if you read some of the books, some of the network marketing books out there, you know, they want to keep you always, you know, you kind of join a team or you join a business and they put a tattoo on you. I'm yours.
I have mine.
Yeah. We have no tattoos, man. Okay. I can prove it to you.
Can't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari.
Absolutely.
There you go.
That's a good one.
And unfortunately, that's what turns people off. That's what when people start saying, you know, oh, you're part of a cult. And you know what? I think one of the greatest things that you've done, Dave, is that you've taken this to a whole nother level, to take training and some thoughts that some people that I think we've done something in this industry, in this profession, and you're allowing us to on your platform to teach people in a conventional, non-conventional way, where you don't be in this whole regimented routine, send your apology letter to your family and next of kin, and if you're not part of my system, you're nobody, and if you're not working day and night, you're no good. That's not what network marketing is.
It doesn't
about.
Work.
Just go out and help people make a couple hundred bucks a month. You'd be surprised what a couple hundred dollars a month will do for people.
Life changing for most people.
Life changing. Yep. And for those that are making $100,000 a month, they have to be all in.
Yep.
Because if the carpet comes from underneath, gets pulled out of them, they're back to working maybe for you and me, Charlie.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You know,
nice, huh?
I wouldn't hire them.
Well, you know, so there's a real good point about that because I've said this many, many times
before,
is that I wouldn't want to be making, I don't care if it's $1 million a month, if I'm really miserable. There's a lot of people that are making a lot of money, but you find that they never really, they don't have much of a life.
At what expense are they
It's a big expense.
Money?
Yeah, I mean, and I would never do that.
I
love how Dave says all the time, let's have some fun.
We had fun.
We teach something on the way. And you know what? While we're helping people, all of us are talking, we're learning stuff at the same time. And
we learn from
awesome.
Each other.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
I'll never forget Dave said to me years ago, he said, nobody paid the entry fee to have a boss.
Yeah, I remember I said that. And I meant that.
And you meant it. And you lived by it.
I lived by it.
And Dave was one of the most stealthiest mentors I've ever had in my life. And, you know, I think I'm fairly successful. You're sitting in a fairly decent place. And for me to sit here.
Sure, that you can undersell it a little bit.
It's not an auditorium.
Right, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in. Yes,
51 gorgeous. Years old and beautiful. Started in my own business since I'm 18. And I've never taken any BS from anybody. And it's my way or the highway. To even compliment someone for a person with my ego is tough. To say that he's one of the most stealthiest mentors I've ever had. And he's right up there because what he did was, without telling me what to do, he showed me how to do it. And if some of the people in network marketing that are called leaders, they should probably learn from Dave Wilkerson.
Right.
I agree.
Nobody can turn around and tell you, specifically your personality, what to do.
Right.
But on a whole, in general, as you said, people jump on board to this profession to make a difference in their lives, not to have another person to report to.
So,
thank you, Dave. You really were so you were such a tremendous.
Let's toast
to that. Let me stay back.
That's what we do here.
Down those wine glasses.
They're not coffee.
I'll keep mine away. I'll make sure nothing happens.
Thank God it's not that early stuff we do in the morning. I can't handle it.
So, Dave, not only were you instrumental in helping us be successful in this profession, you taught us how to help other people be successful.
How to be real leaders.
And how to be real leaders.
Isn't that how this should be? I mean, I personally think that people lose sight of what this is. I think of network marketing as a platform. I think of it as a way that we can go ahead and we can help other people change. And, you know, Charlie, talk a little bit about, I know you had a section on your personal website. We talk about, what's it, $250?
Yeah, I feel that, you know, when we're talking about network marketing, one of the things I'd have always said, and remember, this is my first go-around with network marketing, and I'm in it over 5 years now, and I said, you know, it's great
to talk
about.
You're now a veteran.
I feel like I've got some time in it now. I've seen the ups, the downs, and the ins and outs of it.
You're
but
a pro.
I said,
you're a pro, dude.
I try. I do my best. I learn, and I hang out with the right people, and I make sure I keep learning from everybody. But what I will tell you is that I've seen everybody talk about making a lot of money. And that's a term that's a definition you really have to define. What's a lot of money to different people means different things. And when we sit and talk about people making 10, 50, 75, 100,000, $1 million a month, it's just not a reality for most people on a part-time basis.
For most people, it's 99% of the people.
So,
reality.
And I really got into in my heart saying, what if someone just made $250 a month? As a matter of fact, Dave, you're right. What I really did was I spent some time with one of my friends, Chris Graham, and we actually looked what $250 a month would do in your life, what kind of a car you could buy, what you could pay for your children, how you could pay for life insurance, how you could invest it. And not only the fact that everybody could learn, or if they want to, could make an extra $250 a month, but what if it came every single month and it started to compound and grow and build? How would it affect your Christmas, your holidays, vacations? What would it make better for you? And I find comfort in showing people, let's start with $250 a month. And if we can get there, then the next level is $500. And one thing I've learned about people is when they get a taste of making money and they see that they can do it and they're having success, they want more. And that's where you come into play. Like you guys said, we want to create leaders. We want to do it the right way. And I just want to touch base on something. You know what you said about him helping you, showing you, but not teaching you and showing you by doing it? Well, what's really, really big about that is that most leaders have that A personality, that where we want to get it done. We want to go out. We want to do it. We want to get it done. And most leaders don't want to hear from other people how to do it. They want to hear from someone how they're doing. They want to see them doing it. They want to follow alongside with them. They want partners in the business. And you are incredible at that, about coming alongside someone and guiding them along the way. So thank you as well. And that makes, I'm telling you, a lot of sense when you said that.
Right, Charlie, because if Dave called you up and started yelling at you for doing something or
sometimes
being
you deserve
somewhere
it.
you're not supposed to be, and I'm not really sure who's the judge of that, but you'd be completely and utterly turned off by that.
Oh yeah.
And it's not motivating. It's not going to take you to the next level. It's completely humiliating. And at this stage in our lives.
Yeah, I don't let people talk to me like that.
Yeah,
I am.
We really don't get that.
I'm kind of past that part. The only person that has that authority really is my father.
Right.
Still, if
well,
he feels
and,
like that,
and
he
your,
earns
and your wife
that. Well, my wife can do whatever she wants.
Yeah,
that's a given. She can do whatever she wants.
Because anybody else talks to us like that, you know.
Yeah,
right.
We do know. Yeah,
yeah, we do.
Well, I hear things. You guys are from Jersey. I'm from New York.
So we are. New York and New Jersey is pretty good stuff. So just going back to your number, that's $250 a month. It's $3,000 a year, right?
Yep.
So if a person makes $30,000 a year, that's 10% of their everyday income, correct?
Yeah.
If you make $60,000, that's 5%. The average person should save 5% of their income. I guarantee you, people that make $30,000 to $60,000 a year can't save 5% of their income.
Well, let's face it, Tom, when we, in our history in network marketing and watching what's gone on, as prices vary from different companies to join this business, we consider them as business people very inexpensive at what it costs to get going.
It's called zero.
But how many times have you heard from someone when there's a promotion or something in place to join a business where it's $100 or $429 or $500 or $99
or
$1,000 or whatever.
We just bought a filter system for a home, and it's a network marketing. But
right.
I've always tried to
support it.
And
yeah.
No, we're not doing another deal.
Right.
Okay?
You support the
sure, profession.
Yeah.
So
I do that.
I do
buying
too.
A $5,000 filtration system. I don't know. It's going to make us live to 150. I have no idea. But all I can tell you is I like the person. It's a relationship.
That's right.
and we believe in him, so we bought the product. And if anyone calls us, we won't tell you what it is because we don't want to cross recruit. Anyway, I'm kidding. But anyway, so that's the gig.
I agree 100%. I think we're in a unique spot, like you said, supporting people in network marketing. That's a big deal right there. And I think it's, and especially if someone is really devoted to it and making that extra money and having someone to work alongside.
It's a big deal. I'm going to tell you this too, and this again is probably where I go a little bit outside the Black Sheep Ranch, you know, because I agree that $250 is a lot for a lot of people. Now, you as a leader, I think you have responsibility too, that if somebody gets a $250, I'm now not all of a sudden going to come to them and tell them they need to spend $300 this month to go here or to buy this tape program or go to this guru or get, and then all of a sudden that $250 disappeared. And it just went back into the maze of, well, you have to be at every single event. You got to be at 12 events a year. You got to stay overnight. And when you go through all of that, you're broke. So, I mean, it ends up not, you just shift their money. And that's not right either, right? I mean,
let me tell you something. Here's what I thought was the most impressive part of what Dave did. I'm bragging on Dave because I think he deserves it.
Because he's right here, right next to me.
No, but, you know, Dave never, he sent me username and password to get into a particular program where I can actually listen and be educated in the business. And then when I realized that the value was there, I went out and I invested the money. So there's ways. And today's, especially in today's environment, I mean, you got Jim Rohn building your network marketing company. Just go to YouTube.
There's free stuff.
You don't have to spend
all over. There is a library that exists. Yeah. Yep.
So people sell this collateral material at meetings and stuff. Guys, you know, just be smart and just go on YouTube. Once you know the name, just do the research.
It's all there.
It's all there. And Dave did such a great job that he would drop little seeds. Don't know if you might be interested in this, but this might be something that you might want to look at.
Take a look. Is it worth it?
And I would, you know, watch the video. I would go, wow, this is amazing. And I'll be honest, when, you know, I don't like to really, we're not big promoters of other, but Eric Worre.
But he provides a lot of free information.
He provides free content. Right. And we decided to sign up, and we went to his events and all that kind of stuff.
It was very valuable.
Extremely valuable.
I tell you, that's one of the things that attracted me to him as well, was the free part of it. I like the idea that he's giving it to people and not trying to benefit off people that are trying to learn a new business model.
Dave, I know you have a good relationship with Eric. I'm going to challenge you. We have a ballroom.
We have a challenge.
We can put 400 people.
I'll talk to him.
I want to have a very high end.
He's doing an event in a couple months in New York City.
But it's
probably going to be jammed.
Okay. But I'd like to do something small. I think people would pay some serious dollars.
We can really charge for it.
And the person that's making $50 a month in that
report.
Making some money.
Veterans and people that are really.
A couple hundred people that just show up.
Well, we can have two Black Sheep Radio, two will sponsor part.
Well, of course.
So we can defray some costs and do certain things that way, too.
That's a great idea. Absolutely.
I would love to do that. I'd love to give up my space at no charge. So that's free. We
give back.
You know, you never
Eric
stop
does that too.
You guys are amazing.
Yeah, and we can't wait to get on that boat. You know,
the invitation is always open. You know that.
Mahopac Marina. Where's that located?
You got
exactly?
It. Lake Mahopac, New York. 50 miles in New York City on beautiful Lake Mahopac.
Yeah.
It's funny. You just hear the waves crashing. Your children on the boat fishing. A little tubing. Sure, and then go to Florentine Gardens and have a wonderful event there afterwards. I love the way it says, come get engaged on the boat on the lake.
Well, except for that part, I'm good with it.
Running out of control.
I know.
Pull it back.
It's really funny because I think it was a show I did a couple weeks ago where I mentioned Mahopac Marine. And, you know, we tend to throw things in there. It's a little bit of fun, but the other thing is we support each other. And it's really important that we support each other. I always say that even in network marketing, your business, you know, the quality of the people that are attracted, as long as you have a good company that you're representing, and not leave them, please. But if you have a good company representing, you attract great people. Those people normally are successful in their own lives. And why wouldn't you want to network with them? I told one guy that was out there looking for leads, and I said, why wouldn't you join and become a leader with our company? Because look at the people we attract. You know, and I said, if you can figure that out, they will. It's like attraction marketing, right? They're going to come to you because you're a proven leader. You're someone I know I can trust. It's like, where am I buying my boat from, Charlie?
Mahopac Marine.
See?
You're darn right you are.
Would I do it anywhere else? No, because Charlie will get it for me, and he'll drive it up to the Adirondacks. You know, so he'll drive
it. I'll stay a couple of days when I get there with you, Dave. But yeah, I'll deliver it. Yeah.
I have plenty of cigars and scotch. Plenty of food. We'll have a good time.
I think
we're
still waiting for that invitation.
No. You always have an invitation. I've told that to you.
Stop. See, when you have a brother, you just say, I'm coming.
See? That's exactly
and
right.
That's why I never worry about it.
All right. How's the first week of March?
No.
Wait, how about the last week of Yes, you can try.
October. Yeah. When it's like almost defrosted.
Yeah, now what I want you to do, though, is when you come up, bring the truck with the plow on it.
You got it.
Yeah. Because you're going to eat it.
That's what friends are for.
Usually the snow up there does not melt, seriously, until the first week of May.
Really?
I cannot even get in the road where my place is.
So, October sounds a little better.
Well, the good news is anytime you want to go, if you ever have to go
October
before, come pick up my key.
You really want to look at
August?
September's beautiful.
Okay.
Don't you remember when it's Lake Tahoe and they have pictures of July they still had snow?
Yeah.
Why do people like you live in places cold?
Well, because we can go other places.
Oh,
see, the secret to living in a place you don't necessarily like part of the year is that you...
Leave it.
Is that you can make enough money where you can leave it.
I'm a little ready for a palm tree right now. I have to be honest with you.
I had a bunch of them. I just got back from Aruba a week ago. So my sister
landed this morning in Aruba and is now sitting on the beach.
Yeah.
She sent the picture?
No, she just shared with me that she landed, and an hour later she was sitting on the beach.
And I
had a five-letter word that I will not repeat.
We usually have Granger calls them, the five words, and I won't tell you what they are, but you can imagine.
Yeah.
I know we talked about events.
Uh-huh.
Only because we need to get back into the event, but it's up to you at any time you want to stop. But could we brush on how important attending company events, no matter what company it belongs to?
Sure. I mean, the mic is yours. The big mic is yours.
All right. But it is. And I remember, when we first got started in the business and people started asking us to go, actually, one of the first events was up in Utica, New York. And I remember driving and we got to Utica and I looked at my wife and I go, are we like network marketers
actually,
now?
Actually, I think on the way to Utica, you said, I've never driven this far north in my life.
In my life. Really. And as a matter of fact, I don't want to go there.
Come up in October.
We got there, and it's gray in Utica. Sorry,
Denver.
Oh,
no, it's normally blue skies.
Lollipops. The architecture was great. We said, where are we?
It's old school.
Anyway, but I get it. So, then you join and people start saying, oh, we got to go to this rah-rah. And, there's not an industry in this country, or probably this world, that doesn't have a get-together.
They all do.
You're in the boating marine business. Don't you have boat shows?
As a matter of fact, we are working a boat show February...
In 2 weeks.
With the catering
18th,
business, right?
Right. So we're running the food service for the boat show at the Raritan Expo Center.
Right. So that's an event that people in your industry go to. They go to sell their product, learn about products, and all that good stuff.
Like everything
else,
just like you said, events are huge in conventional business as well.
Right.
I'm sure it brings together some unity. Your team keeps you in mind. I know at my business with Mayapak Marine, as well as network marketing, but my marina... We bring our guys together. For not only do we do Christmas, but we do stuff during the summer. We try to keep everybody interacting and close together. It keeps everybody on the same page, keeps everybody brought up to speed. And now it's a much smaller group with me. It's not hundreds and thousands of people. It's just a few people getting together. But it's the same idea.
Like-minded people. Right?
That's right. Get them together. Get them drawn in, especially people that you're working with. Not so much for, but you're working with. So I agree, Tom.
Get them all moving in the same direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Events definitely unify that. I don't think that's without a doubt.
No, absolutely not. But to go back to what we were talking about before, if for the average person who needs that extra $250 a month, they have to weigh. They can't be forced to attend. Attending will help them grow their business, no doubt.
They'll invest in their business.
They're investing in their business.
Can't be belittled.
That's right.
That's what we've seen before. Is if somebody, they just don't want it bad enough.
Yeah.
Really? Well, maybe they can't afford it.
Right.
Maybe that extra $200 means that they can actually make their car payment this month.
Yeah. So
it's not for you to judge that.
It's not anybody's business to judge that.
Right.
And it's not anybody's business to tell them they have to be somewhere. To encourage them, hey, this is
it's part of what happens.
Positive thing to attend. It'll help your business. If you can, great. But to make somebody feel bad or poorly for not attending.
Yeah, it's just wrong. And again, right, we always
view
it as what's right or wrong.
That's exactly right.
Right.
But you do. You said it to me the other day. I had posted something. You said it's always right. It's always right when you're doing the right thing.
Right.
So when you're doing the right thing, and you're always doing the right thing over and over, it's not a bad
thing. It's the right thing.
It's the right thing. And you could feel good about it when you know you're doing the right thing. That's what's so important about it.
It makes it a simple system. I always kid with people. They say, well, Dave, and I said, listen, I have a simple system that I live in, and that is if it's the right thing, it's the right thing.
Yeah.
If it's not the truth, it's a lie. I mean, I've got these simple things
pretty
we come up
white,
with. Because,
right?
Yeah. Because
like
if it,
black sheep white?
You can't, right, you can't shade it. If you shade it and yet you know you're shading it, that means that you're either exaggerating, which to me is a lie. So again, you keep going back to your core principles. And once you know what they are, then you'll be part of the Two Black Sheep Radio family. You know, so
how
being
lucky
a black
will
sheep
be?
Is not a bad thing. You know, so if you want to wrap it all up, because then we'll get back into this event, and then we get some other people that I know that want to be interviewed. You know, but for me, it's just an honor. I mean, I just love, I love my, the Black Sheep family. Okay,
yeah.
I just love all of us because
I think it's growing too.
Well, it is growing. We're
the
up to 4,000 morning listeners.
Okay,
wow. 4,000 and over 10,000 consistently on Thursday night for Two Black Sheep Radio.
That's fantastic.
So it's massive numbers, and some people
positive
say
revolution.
Some people say we're not successful, that we're not doing things, that we're not, because they don't like what we do, because what we do sometimes is we expose things that we believe is wrong.
Well, hold on. What's the definition of success? Everybody has a different definition
absolutely
of success. So
right. Our listeners show me what our success
exactly
is.
Exactly. And it makes,
right,
doesn't this make you happy? Doesn't
happy
this fulfill
thrilled
you? So to
yep
me, that means success.
Yep.
Would you agree
yeah
that we don't make a penny on Black Sheep Radio, right?
No, zero.
Right, that's one thing I wanted to say before.
Yep.
Everything we do because we love it.
Yep.
We do because we
yep
want to give stuff away to people. You know, before Black Sheep Radio, I had someone offer me to be involved with another marketing-type system to promote, but they wanted to use me to speak, and they wanted to build a business based around it, and they wanted to charge people to listen to me.
Right.
And I
like a
was,
seminar business.
I was,
right,
I was totally right against the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't do it.
Right,
wouldn't
right
do it. But I just said, no, I'm not going to go ahead and charge people to do stuff. It's the right thing to do,
right,
to go ahead and to give it to people, what, spread your knowledge the same way we expect it from other people, the same thing, share the knowledge.
My great friend, Jordan Adler, author of Beach Money, he says something which I just really absolutely adore, is that he doesn't make any money off of anything except his network marketing business, including his book, including when he goes out speaking. If they pay, that all goes into his cause.
Yeah.
And you know, I love that because he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's supporting people just like you said, and I'm not making money, you know, slyly, like off the backside.
Right.
I'm still making money, but it's only because I'm helping you build a personal business. And to me, that is the essence of network marketing. You know, so listen, everybody, we had a great time, of course, and to Bob Granger. Bob, would you like to say anything else before we go off the air?
Nope.
Okay. As you can tell, there's something about not being here
yeah
and wishing you were here. But it's okay because that's all of us do. Because remember, being a black sheep is not a bad thing. It makes us all a little bit more unique. So everybody, say goodbye in unison, and we'll get back to the action. We'll see y'all later.
See you all soon.
See
bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you on the
take care, everybody.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Well, I hope all of you enjoyed that as much as we did. As a matter of fact, we had such a great time, we decided that once a month, probably going to be the last Thursday of each month, we're going to make sure that we all get together. That will be Tom and Andy Diadone, Charlie Melsner, Bob Granger, myself. Maybe we'll bring some additional people along with that. But we're going to do a show just like that each and every month because not only did we pick up so much from each other, but the response we got right there at the live event was incredible. You know, so look forward to quite a few different interviews that we did. We're going to bring them up probably over the next 3 or 4 weeks, so that'll be fun to bring them into play. But outside of that, make sure you tune in to all of our morning shows. They've been increasing pretty dramatically. And tomorrow morning, we start off with the morning blend with Tom and Annie Diadone. I'm sure right now they're panicking. They're going, okay, what are we going to talk about this week? But they always come up with something, and they never let us down. And then, of course, Monday starts into rock and roll with Grange. And I guarantee you, after being down in Florida, he's going to have all sorts of stories. Hopefully, some of them he can even share on the air. That would be great. And then Tuesday will be Charlie Melston with America I See. I get to kick it off again on Wednesday with Direct with Dave Wilkerson. I think I'm going to change the name of the show to Bits and Pieces. I'm just sort of playing with that, but it's just an idea. Now, listen, everybody, if you enjoyed what you heard tonight, get involved. Become part of Club Black Sheep. Also, feel free to send us any questions, emails, comments, good, bad, or indifferent. Also, go to our Facebook page. Make sure you go ahead and like us. I love how that sounds. Like us. Don't love us, just like us, and then we'll be good. And then hold tight because Wait till you see the things we're getting ready to kick off. It's going to be a great 2016. We sure do appreciate all of our listeners. So make sure that you always remember that being a black sheep is not a bad thing. It just makes us all a little bit more unique. We'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.